your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
It's that time again. The leaves are starting to turn, and that means digging the rake out of the garage. But the season isn't the only thing that's changing. Now's a perfect time to rethink your financial goals to finish the year strong. At Encompass Credit Union, they can help you do just that, because they're a part of your community, and when you succeed, we all do. Visit a nearby Encompass Credit Union location to see just what they can do to help, or visit EncompassCU.org to discover how they can be your neighbor.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Thanksgiving is here. Let's talk turkey. Like, literally. If your trailer's so wobbly it wouldn't even haul a flock of turkeys, it's time to visit TC Trailers. With over 300 trailers on the lot, they've got everything you need to haul, tow, and get the job done right. Need repairs after that turkey trot tumble? TC Trailers' in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts store will get you rolling faster than grandma's pumpkin pie disappears. This Thanksgiving, don't wing it. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by our friends at Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning. Thank you, Sam I Am, by the way, for doing a fantastic job on my carpets the other day. I really appreciate the job, and the guys were absolutely as nice as they could be. Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water, Boone and Clinton County, easy for me to say, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
In-house with us right now, Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
I know we got the holidays coming up here very quickly.
Very quickly, you're right.
And it can sometimes have its own problems for the fire department.
Sure.
Especially if somebody doesn't know how to cook a turkey outside.
Correct. We want everybody to be careful this year, that's for sure.
We talk about, we're also going into the winter months, and that always proposes a lot of problems with your job and the guys and the crew and everything. So let's talk about that. You guys have to almost do an about face when we're going from the warmer months into the winter months, and talk about how you guys have to refocus and some of the changes that you make in your routines.
Right. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, being differently prepared. As you said, things change, you know, from summer to winter. I mean, one of them is just going to be water usage alone. I mean, you know, water freezes. So when it gets colder out, we got to be more mindful of, you know, our water resources that we have out there. The individuals, fire department, have to make sure that they're, you know, better prepared as far as, you know, when they're going on car accidents, because that becomes a pretty big one, especially the first big snowfall. We usually get, you know, a lot of different calls for that. So a lot of things do change. We're going to be out in the elements more, and we're going to have to, you know, understand the types of homes, what's coming out of those homes. We got to look at a lot of CO calls. A lot of CO calls will probably be coming our way, especially with the furnaces on. So that's going to be, you know, new challenges as well. So there's just an array of so many things that we could probably, you know, sit and talk about and pick out of each thing. But I mean, some of those is just, we have to prepare for what the community is going to prepare for, because they're going to prepare to heat their homes. Sometimes they're going to use alternate ways to heat their homes. And that's probably one of our biggest fears and concerns, is that, you know, we want people to be safe, but we also want them to be warm. So we want to make sure that, you know, people out there know that there are ways you can use alternative heats in a proper manner. And so those probably are some of the biggest things that we'll kind of focus on over the next few months.
Well, and let's talk about that, because you know, alternative heat, of course, we're talking about space heaters.
Sure.
For the most part. Hate to see anybody with a kerosene heater in their house, but right. I know it happens.
Sure it does.
Because you got not only the dangers of an open flame and the kerosene burning, but you also have the CO coming mm-hmm. off of that kerosene that's not being filtered out like it is through a furnace system.
Correct.
And then you've got the space heaters.
Yeah, you know, and space heaters sometimes pose some of the biggest risk, and people don't realize you need to stay with the manufacturer's recommendations with those. Number one, they talk about it's an area, you know, you have to have a certain amount of area around it to where there's nothing around, so that's going to be very important. But the biggest thing people don't realize, and I think we said this last year when we talked, was, you know, the amount of electricity that's overloaded on a circuit, and then the incident can happen in the wall because the circuit's overloaded. And a lot of times we have found throughout my career that there have been many fires that's been started because the space heater is an overloaded circuit.
Yeah, we think of the space heater itself
right.
being the issue, but really, in most cases, it probably is not.
Yeah, it's the amount of amperage that's pulling through the lines. And, you know, especially now in this day and age, everybody has electronics. Everybody has so many of those things plugged in to, you know, one particular circuit. And if it's an older home, some of those homes can't handle that amperage.
Yeah. My home included.
Yeah.
Yeah, we literally did go back through and rewired and changed where we plug things in, especially during the winter.
Right.
So, but actually my heat actually takes less than what the air conditioning does, thank goodness, but it's just the idea of it. The other thing we're going into the holidays with that can do the overloads of circuits and everything else and can also propose a danger is decorations.
Yes, decorations is one. One, you got to make sure that if you're going to have outside decorations, that, you know, they are approved to be outside. Some people just buy the standard ones you can use in your home. They use them outside, and again, they'll short circuit out and cause problems. Inside the home, you want to look at your tree. Do you have a real tree or do you have a fake tree? One of the big things with a real tree is you got to make sure you're watering that tree often. You got to keep it hydrated enough so that way it doesn't dry out. The good thing is, now in our day and age, the lights that are used now are so low voltage that a lot of times you don't get the heat off of them. Back when, even when I was younger, you know, we had the big bulbs on the trees that got really hot.
Yeah, you'd touch them and burn your fingers.
Absolutely. So I think we just have to be mindful that, you know, even in the holidays, you have to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on in your own home. So be very cautious on the items you buy and make sure you utilize them by what the manufacturer says are there to be utilized for.
I also think it's a good reminder this year for smoke detectors.
Absolutely.
and check the batteries. That's the other thing. You might have it, but be sure to check the batteries. I just thought about that the other day as I was getting the car. I'm like, ooh, maybe I should check the batteries in the smoke detector. So yeah. Here's your reminder, folks.
Yeah, it is a good reminder. You know, we always try to kind of get the message out that when we change time, that's a good time to go check your smoke detector and make sure the batteries are checked. You know, we recommend to follow, again, the manufacturer's recommendations, but, you know, check your smoke detector every month, make sure they're working, and obviously change your batteries at minimum of at least once a year.
I do believe it's
time. She was writing a note to herself to remember to do
that. Well, I have to go to the store later. I thought, ooh, I'll get some batteries because I don't typically have those little 9-volt batteries. Yeah. And so I thought, ooh, I better get some batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Going in, and honestly, I think people should have these kind of things in their house 24/7, but going into the winter and going into the holidays, it just kind of puts everything back into your mm-hmm. brain and your perspective. But talk about some of the safety items that they can have in their house to maybe, you know, be able to use in case of an emergency, sure. to maybe buy a little bit of time till you guys get there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so obviously smoke detectors would be one of the number one things. We talked about a little bit about CO. You want to make sure you have CO detectors in your home as well, especially if you have a carbon footprint, or excuse me, not footprint, a carbon, you know, gases being used in your home. So like a gas stove, a gas furnace, you want to make sure you have those in your home. Those are installed differently. So just in case anybody was out there listening, keep in mind, smoke detectors are installed up higher. Carbon dioxide detectors are down lower. Some other things is a fire extinguisher. I think that's a really big thing to have. You know, of course, I'm in the fire service, so it's always been something for me to, you know I have a fire extinguisher at home. But I think a lot of people need to realize that even if you go out to, you know, one of the local businesses and buy, you know, a 2.5-pound fire extinguisher, that's okay to have. Now, we're not asking anybody to fight a fire if there's a fire, but if you feel comfortable and you've had any type of training, you could probably utilize that safely enough and then get out of your home if it is not effective. So when you're looking at those kind of things, those are what I would say is early warnings and early mitigation of an issue that you may have in your home. Now, when we start thinking about other safety things, you know, two-story homes, do you have a ladder to get out your window? You know, do you start looking at meeting places with your family? How do you live? What type of, you know, home are you in? Are you in the basement? Are you upstairs? How do you get out? So really coming up with a good exit plan as well would be very important.
Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham is our guest on Party Line.
What about you see them advertised all the time, all over the TV and internet and everything, fire blankets.
I was going to ask about that.
Good point. So we actually did our own test with the fire blankets here at Frankfort. Our inspector, Kevin Catron, he came to me and said, hey, I've gotten some of these. I've heard good things about them. Can we take it and actually test it? So we went out to the training facility and we set up some grease. We got it hot enough so we could light it on fire, and then we would use that blanket. Those particular blankets worked. They worked very well. But I don't obviously go around and promote them because there's not a lot of research or things that we have seen in our community that would be beneficial. But I'm just saying they are out there. We have tested it. It does work. We don't offer them anywhere. But I definitely think it's a good alternative to have if you want. There's multiple sizes, so you have to kind of make sure you get the right size. Don't just grab one because it could be the size of a washcloth. So
yeah, and I think people need to understand that those are purposely made for that. You can't just pick up a blanket and think you're going to smoke a fire out. Correct. Or a towel or something like that.
Yeah.
That is what that purpose of that was made for.
Yeah, Kevlar.
Yes.
But the other side of it, too, is depending on what size it is, you got to know how to use it and use it properly, because I could see somebody taking a one that's too big and trying to throw it on a grease fire, and then ultimately just yanking that pan off the stove and causing
more problems, more damage
or anything.
And they work. I mean, like I said, we know they work. It's just something that, you know, we haven't really went out and promoted out to the community much. But, you know, if you get one, you can buy them all over, you know, the internet. You can buy them at your local retailers. You know, check them out, understand them, and make sure you know how they work.
Give us an update.
Yes.
We got two things we got to talk about.
Hey, perfect.
We need to talk about updates on the truck, because I thought that was pretty exciting when I saw that.
Yes. So it finally hit the production line, which would have been 2 weeks ago, I think. I think that's when I posted it. It was really exciting for us. So it takes anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks once it hits that production line. Before we should get delivery, or it'll be finished and be shipping to us. So that's really exciting for us. I did get another update last Friday. I did not post it because the pictures kind of looked about the same. So I thought it wasn't really important. The only thing the difference was is it showed that they had the pump in and they were starting to work on what outlets and inlets were going to be on that pump. So Other than that, every other picture looked exactly the same.
So the new fire truck is going to go to the station on Clay Street?
No, the station right across from here. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Station that's three. What I was hoping you would say. I wanted you to tell folks.
We get to look at the new truck when it comes.
Yes, it'll be out here at Station 3. I'm excited for it. It's definitely something, the city and my team, the fire department, we've worked really hard for to try to get these, trucks going. We still have a aerial truck still on order. That's still expected sometime summer of 2027.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking about that far out. I mean...
It's crazy.
The weight, yes.
The weight has always been bad, but ever since COVID, it's like it doubled and tripled.
Yeah,
it's just so bad to get those.
I always tell everybody at work, I have my theory on why it's so bad now, but, it's just my own theory.
Well, I know part of it, too, is not everything is built in the U.S. There are some companies that are across the border.
There are still,
that build... I want to say specifics. It depends on what you want and depends on the pump and, everything, the transmit. Because by the time you get it all built, we're not talking about you just go in and you pull something off a Freightliner's lot. It doesn't work that way.
It does not at all. There's a lot of work to spec out a fire truck. What's nice is we're not reinventing the wheel. So if somebody in this country or world has spec'd a truck similar to this, I'm sure... we can change some of the options and modify it. So what we did modify a few things, nothing major. I mean, something that the general public wouldn't even know, maybe a cabinet here or a type of drawer here, a certain, height of a door. I mean, it's not a lot changed, but, it takes a long time. And it's kind of funny when you start to look at the process. It's not like going to the car lot and saying, I like that red car. I want to buy it. I want to go test drive it. This one you pick, what wheels, what suspension, the types of suspensions, the transmissions, the engine, the pumps. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Anything from a shock absorber up.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's not as many there were quite a few companies back in the day, but there's not that many companies that now manufacture fire trucks.
So you have kind of the big three or big four out there right now, similar to what I guess you have in the car lot industry, or car industry, with the brands that we have here locally. It is very tough. It's just very tough now. And the thing is the price to me is so outrageous. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we were buying fire trucks, when I first started fire department, I think one of the trucks they bought, they paid like $350,000, and now you're almost $1 million for a fire truck. It's just, it's crazy.
That is. Now, the fire truck isn't the only thing new.
No, it is not.
Happening. No. Talk about that a little bit.
So Station 4, I think that's what you're talking about, right?
It is.
Yep. Okay, so Station 4, it's moving along. I'm very glad to see it finally making some headway. It seemed like for a couple months we were kind of stalled, a lot of groundwork going on. And, as we've kind of moved forward, it's progressing pretty quickly. Actually, I think Russ Casper went out and took a picture of it the other day or something, I think, and had it on the online. And so the foundation, they've been working on the foundation. They're getting block put in now. And if everything's on track, we're hoping to maybe start pouring some of the flooring sometime after Thanksgiving, so first weeks of December. They're hoping, keep telling me they're hoping to have this thing walls up by Christmas. Now, I don't build
houses. I'm sure part
yet,
of that's weather permitting, this weather is certainly not helping.
Correct.
Here we had 50s for how long? It was been great. But
they act like it would go quick and just to get it under roof, and I'm like, wow, that seems like a lot of work in a month and a half.
How exciting for you guys, though.
Oh, so exciting. I can't express how exciting it is to be a part of this. I mean, we get to sit down as a group now and decide how territories are going to be, how this type of truck is going to respond, the areas that we're going to respond in. Right now, we know the area will respond, but we're going to be getting closer to other territories that may need our assistance a little bit more. So, with that being said, we start working on, our agreements with our other fire departments. And, I've got a bunch of them already ready that I'm going to send out to all the departments, our mutual aid agreements, because we need to start focusing on that, because we are going to be out there. We're going to be close to Colfax. So we're going to be possibly assisting them. We're going to be close to the interstate. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different aspects of this role that we're going to have to look at over the next 6 or 8 months.
Yeah, I can see Colfax being extremely excited that you're going to be closer.
I would expect so. I've talked to their chief, a couple times just here and there in passing, about different things. And, we've always worked well together. So I'm very confident that we'll continue to do that, as we move closer to the interstate as well.
I think the interstate might be someplace you guys will see yourselves a little more too.
I foresee that happening, yes.
Yeah, I do. Because
it's...
And Colfax covers a very large territory on 65 and has for a long time. So that's the reason why, I'm sure they're pretty excited to have some mutual aid out there closer.
Yes, absolutely.
Best advice for folks as we head into the cold months.
Okay. Be careful with your heating devices you may have in your home. Make sure that if you are using some other type of alternative fuel, that at least you have it ventilated somewhere so that way it doesn't cause any hazards. Make sure you water your Christmas tree. I know I keep saying that, but a lot of Christmas trees, you can go online and find it where they'll show you the NIOSH reports of, these things catching fire very quickly. And, just be aware. Be aware of your surroundings. If you feel like you have any type of emergency, please don't hesitate to call for the fire department to come and check it out. We go all the time and people are always like, I am so sorry to get you out. And it's like, this is what we're here for. It's okay. We will go in. We will check your home and we'll make sure everything is safe. So just be mindful of those kind of things and then be safe on the roads.
You're awesome. Thank you. Matt Stidham is the Frankfort Fire Department Chief. We appreciate you coming in today and hanging out with us. And we'll be looking forward to having you back next month as well. And then we'll be talking about
2 months.
2 months.
Oh, 2 months. Oh, you're off. Yeah. Oh, you're off. You get a break.
Yeah,
we'll
Christmas
see you in
off.
The new year then.
Yes, it will be the new year.
Wow. Can't believe that.
Probably have major updates
on yesterday was a month to Christmas. Can you believe that?
No,
I can't either.
Are you prepared for Christmas?
We do a lot of things different at our home. We don't really do Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, we celebrate Christmas,
sure.
But we have 11 great grandkids. So like we quit buying presents and we actually decided that it was better to start a savings account for them. And we put money in for birthdays and Christmas. And that's what when they get old enough, they'll have the money in their accounts.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We always felt like the kids kind of got a lot of stuff from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then
if you're like us and there's a blended family, there's, how many sets of grandparents that are all. So we're kind of in the same boat. We actually play games and they earn little fun prizes
and
goofy things. So I've been working on getting the games ready. So looking forward to that. Before we wrap it up here, we want to remind everybody that you can kickstart your Thanksgiving tomorrow by participating in a morning 5K run or walk at the 8:30 time at Clinton Central. And this is for a great cause. For just $25. You'll receive a long sleeve shirt and help support the Michigan Town Food Pantry. If you'd like more information on that, call us here at the station 659-3338. Also, the community Thanksgiving is tomorrow. That's at 259 South 3rd Street in Frankfort, 11 o'clock until 12:30. If you would like to get home delivery, you can call Aaron Congleton. That number 650-6926. And again, if you are not with a pen or pencil in hand, totally understand. You can call us here after the show is over. But if you would like to do that, you can talk to Aaron Congleton and we can hook you up with his number. And also, you can still, even though this year's is probably taken care of, but if you would like to make a contribution, it would go into the account for next year as well. And all you have to do is drop that off at the Farmers Bank and make that to the community Thanksgiving dinner. Also, coming up Saturday night, the Flying Toasters at the Frankfort Moose Lodge number 7, the oldest continuously operating lodge in the world. And this is open to the public. I got my tickets last night, so come and join me and all the gang out there at the Frankfort Moose Saturday night for the Flying Toasters. It's their annual Thanksgiving countdown. 5,000 smackaroos on the line. It's just $50 per ticket, but that does include 2 drinks. The dining room will be open as well. They will be serving 3 meals that you can purchase, options: pork chops, shrimp, and chicken breast. And the kitchen will be open from 5 o'clock until 7. The countdown starts at 7:30. The Flying Toasters take the stage at 8:30. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Again, that's the Flying Toasters on Saturday. And then a couple of things coming out of Flora. Is that this weekend? Nope, I'm sorry. It's not this weekend. Nah. That is this weekend. Yeah. If you're doing the gingerbread house contest, those have to be dropped off at Flowers and Friends. And then also the Christmas carols, Christmas parade, and Christmas tree lighting at the Flora Community Club with them Saturday. And the parade starts at 3 o'clock. Registration and lineup is at 2 o'clock. And you can just show up. You don't have to register in advance. Everyone is welcome. Floats, golf carts, walking tours, tractors, you name it. And that is Saturday. Again, it starts at 3 o'clock. Center and Main Street in Flora, all are welcome. So I think that will do it. And then we have a special guest coming in Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are on Party Line.
Right. So Party Line will not happen tomorrow.
No.
Okay. And we have a special guest Friday you will not want to miss. So join us right back here for Party Line on Friday. In the meantime, we wish you a wonderful, safe, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from all of us here at WILNO and Casper Media. You've been listening to Party Line.